This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I'm going to probably get off Facebook. I think I need to be done with Facebook. You know, there's so much anxiety out there, and I don't want to blame you all, but what are you guys all worried about? You know, I mean, everybody is just freaked out, whether it's North Korea or whether it's Obamacare or whether it's Trump or Hillary running again, which, by the way, why is Donald Trump asking Hillary to run again? I really can't watch that. I mean, I can't watch that again. Please don't. Just don't goad her. I'd like to see maybe a Donald Trump, Joe Biden. That could be kind of interesting, especially with the debate. But, no, please don't ask Hillary Clinton to get back on the stage. But, you know, it just seems like we're all kind of a little bit in a state of chaos, aren't we? And now we're being told that the bad guys want to do another World Trade Center type of attack, that ISIS, you know, it wants to, attack us again. And, you know, I'm watching just kind of how we are, I don't know, we seem to be like going in circles, walking around in circles, go, well, do I look left? Do I look right? Do I look straight? What, you know, and I would just suggest this. Everybody just, you know, stop, okay? And take a look at the humor of things. Okay, there's a lot of funny stuff going on in this world. And don't let some of this stupid or some of this kind of crazy talk, you know, start freaking you out. People are really anxious. And I get that. You know, the economy's getting better, but then we're fearing it's going to get worse because of robots. You know, we're, you know, worried about an attack. You know, those of us that like Trump, we're like, okay, well, we don't want him to lose the presidency and somebody else come in and mess things up. Those that don't like Trump are upset that Trump's in power. You know, and you know, just everybody kind of stop for a second, relax a little bit, take a look at what you have. Okay, we're all still living. All right, we're still here, knock on wood. All right, we're still living, people. All right, some of us have jobs. All right, just go to work. Go to work, get dressed. Exercise, eat. Well, we're told if you eat this, it's bad. Who cares? Who cares? Okay? Maybe stop reading so much. Maybe stop watching the news. Still listen to radio, though. But, you know, just maybe take a step back and go, it's okay. You know, once you look at life through a prism of it being a big production, you start to relax a little bit. I was very uptight with politics. And I told you guys, I was, you know, I couldn't watch the news anymore. I was, you know, just so, you know, frustrated. And the Obamacare was killing my practice. And, you know, my patients were complaining. And it was just so, you know, I'm like, why aren't politicians getting it done? Again, it's a show. Okay? Politicians have to be ready for the camera. They may golf together, hang out together, libs and conservatives and whatever, but again, for the cameras, and for the, you know, when they take their votes and for the House, etc., that's when they are putting on a show. Same thing with all this medical stuff. Like there's another article out talking about textured implants being linked to aggressive cancer. It's a very scary headline we're going to be talking about. But when you really look at it, how many people with breast implants are really walking around with this type of cancer? It's a show. Right? This is a production. Stuff happens. the news has to report it. But if it's in a little baby corner of the newspaper on page 13, no one's going to read it. So there's got to be a good-looking picture with it. There's got to be a headline in order for you to hit the search engine higher than you would like. You need to make sure you have certain keywords that grab. Stop for a second, look around, and see what the production is. We're going to be talking about, I guess, one school doesn't want to call it Halloween. I think it has to be called Black and Orange Appreciation Day. I need to find the story. Did you hear that? Halloween is supposed to not, I guess Halloween could insult people. You know, I'm Jewish. I love Halloween. True. It's not a Jewish holiday, but who cares? You know, Jews love candy. All right, we're going trick-or-treating. But, why is the school doing this? Because, again, they have to, it's a production. They have to perform. They think they have to perform a certain way. And then the news wants to perform and run that story. And so, if I could give you guys any advice, just stop, take a look back, and see the humor of all this. Right now, there's an article I'm looking at. Glam Gram, so I guess it's a good-looking grandma, claims that the reason why she looks so youthful is she rubs urine on her face every day. We have a 70-year-old woman named Stella Ralphini that puts urine on her face. Now, I that to me is very anxiety-producing because I want to look young. And when I'm 70, I want to look like I have good skin. And now I'm all freaked out that I'm going to have to dump urine on my face. Please. No, you don't. That's a story. Maybe it works for her. Maybe it doesn't. Live life. Nobody cares. Nobody cares if you have wrinkles. You care if you have wrinkles. Nobody cares. Nobody cares if your butt is big. I mean, my husband may, but I don't care what he thinks. I care about what you think. And if you don't care that my butt's big, fine. Now, look, if Corey leaves me, it's not going to be because of my butt. There's so many other things he could leave me for. You know, saggy breasts, facial hair that's starting to pop up. There's all these other reasons. You know? All right, so we got a lot to talk about. We got to figure out what the heck is going on with this Halloween thing, what the latest scare is. NYPD is training officers to respond to calls involving mentally ill. So that's going to be interesting. We're going to be talking about this breast cancer story. And America's top 25 happiest cities. Oh, yeah. That depresses you. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening, and if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider 10-year bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who's working the dials. And big thing, yeah, Mandy was like, you know what, I can only handle Dahlia one day at a time. Blake, get back. So Blake's working the tiles. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And Facebook, you can email us at drdahlia.com, but definitely keep these messages coming on Facebook. Lindsay writes, you discuss college and prices of college, but what really plexes us parents, especially with daughters, is the sex, drugs, rape. We're a very devout family, and my daughter has been raised Christian, but she will next year go away to college, she writes, and we fear the worst. She's innocent and curious, but vulnerable. So she's asking and talking about, not reading her whole message, about, you know, she has a daughter who's a good girl, about to go off to college. You see, I have two boys. So it's a heck of a lot easier for me. And I've had multiple talks with my boys. Okay, no sex. Just what I tell them. I go, no sex, just take a shower, do what you got to do, but no. Okay, you're going to get somebody pregnant, you're going to get an STD, you're going to get accused of assault, don't have sex when you go off to college. And the kids are like, Mom, really? No, I mean it. What, you aren't supposed to be having sex when you go to college. You're supposed to be studying. You're going to be taking math 101. English 101. When are you going to have time for sex? Maybe you're going to take an honors biology class. Dad, mom's embarrassing us again. You know, so then dad comes into the room. You know, Corey's like, what? And I'm like, I tell them not to have sex in college. It's stupid. There's no reason to do it. Corey. You remember, I met Corey in college, and he wasn't a hound, but he definitely was a player, and not that I didn't let him in my sandbox, no way, I told him go play in other people's sandboxes, but you leave my, I love my sand, you know, pure and pristine. Go take your shovel, go take your pail, and go to some other sandbox. So that was me and Corey in college. So he had, you know, some, you know, flashbacks of that. And then, you know, so he just basically told the kids, listen to your mother. And you could see the boys look at my husband like, what, Dad, you know, Mom's whack. Okay, but anyway, so that, I handled that. But I really don't think I need to have the conversation again with the boys. I really don't. No, I don't. Now, you have a daughter. It is scary. You know, I was very good. I was religious. The best thing you do, okay, for your child, if you are worried about sex and that kind of thing, all right, if she did embrace the faith, and she did enjoy going to church, you know, or going to temple, you know, and reading the Bible, etc., is when you visit the college, you know, find the Christian student group, or the Jewish student group, or the Muslim student group, or the, you know, Presbyterian student, you know, Protestant. Find the groups. There are groups. There's religious groups. There's, you know, people who kind of are like-thinking. You know, my parents enrolled me in the honors college. And I would have done honors college anyway. But they're like, honors boys are geeks, so they're going to be less likely to want to have sex with you. And I said, you really should have enrolled me in like a blind, you know, group, because that's really what, you know, then, yeah, but anyway. So, I lived for 2 years on the honors dorm. And oh my gosh, no, it was no less, you know, playful than any other dorm, okay? You know, here's the thing, okay? In caveman days, when a girl started to have her period, she was in heat, right? 12, 13-year-old girls were supposed to get pregnant. That's how it was in the olden days. That's how our bodies were designed. That's why we get our periods in the middle of fifth grade and sixth grade. Because nature thinks we are ready to pop out babies. Thing is we don't do that because fifth and sixth grade, we're still learning our times tables. So we don't do that in this society, thank the Lord. So we go through high school, we go through college. Yet by the time we're in college, we are now probably 10 years in heat. All right? Something's going to bust. And now all of a sudden, you know, you're away from your mommy, you're away from your daddy. For those girls that kind of have daddy complexes, now here's an older, taller boy, you know, or partner, it could be anybody, kind of coming in, a little bit of a parental role. You know, and this is all instinctive. And I know Lindsay's probably having a heart attack with this, but it's very instinctive. You're away from your house. You're away from the nest. You will instinctively want to find a mate or want to find protection. It's how you survive in the wild. It's how you survive in college. Now, if we're looking at heterosexual couples, the guys, oh, they pick up on this. They pick up on this very well. All right? Oh, you know, act like I'm in charge, act all mature, right? Act all whatever. And they play on that. Some of the girls know exactly what they're falling into. The majority of them, no, they may not. Tell me you love me, I'll go to bed with you. Next morning, the guy's gone. And you're right, she is going to be vulnerable. You know, you need to have this talk. And you need to be very vocal and very discreet with your discussions. All right? Break out a gynecology book and show her what a, you know, chlamydia vaginal discharge looks like. Show her what, you know, pelvic crabs, crab lice looks like. Show her what herpes looks like. Show her what cervical cancer looks like. Alright? You know? And, you know, have her see some of these movies where the sex looks like it lasts, you know, no more than a minute and a half, and then the guy leaves. You know, the more she can experience without actually experiencing, the more, maybe she'll think twice. That's the best you could do. All you hope for is that she's going to think twice, she's going to be cautious, and she's not going to fall for some stupid line. You know, teachers are going to hit on you. Trust me with that. Okay, you know, there are predators out there, and maybe not so much predators in a criminal sense, but you know, the colleges are a soup, you know, of you know, young people that you can have sex with. That's, it's a Lollapalooza for anybody that wants to hook up with somebody. And so you could try to have the person go to, you could try to have your daughter go to school near you, you know, but look, when things are going to happen, things are going to happen. You know, and then, you know, is it the worst thing in the world if she does find somebody and get into a relationship with them and have premarital sex? Is it the worst thing in the world? You know, from a religious standpoint, we're like, oh gosh, no, please don't have premarital sex. But, you know, in today's society, there's worse. You know, I'd rather somebody have a long-term stable relationship that's monogamous, right, that keeps them out of other people's beds than, you know, bed hopping. And, you know, rape, drugs, teach her not to drink. Teach her, you know, teach her, look, you know, you're going to want to have alcohol. You're even going to want to look like, you know, you're all, you know, oh, I'm just out of it, you know, just to see what the guy does. And, you know, explain to them that rape could happen within seconds. Okay? You don't get background music. You don't get walked over to a certain area. It could happen right then and there very, very fast. When somebody pounces, it's fast. When you talk to rape victims, you know, they're like, I thought I had more time to fight. I thought he was already in. Well, that, you know, predators, they know what they're doing, especially the criminal ones. So, you know, good luck with this, but try to find her some of the, you know, good student groups, the religious groups or whatever. Make sure she gets a good not safety net, but a support group of kids that are hopefully like-minded, and hopefully they'll keep themselves out of trouble. But, you know, kids grow up and they experience things, and sometimes, you know, a rip-roaring case of the clap is just exactly what they need to get them, you know, yeah, you know, refocus on what they need to. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so ISIS and other Islamic terrorist groups are still plotting to bring down a plane, they said, in a similar attack to September 11th. This is according to Donald Trump's acting Secretary of Homeland Security. Elaine Duke said jihadists were using lower-level plots, such as sniper vehicle attacks, to raise money and keep their members engaged. She said the threat is still severe. Ms. Duke told an event at the U.S. Embassy in London, describing ISIS as being in an interim period as it focuses on a bigger endgame. And I think a lot of us probably aren't shocked by that. You know, whenever things are quiet, Okay, that doesn't mean everything's good. It means that there's some planning or plotting, so I'm not surprised. They said the terrorist organizations, be it ISIS or others, want to have the big explosion like they did on September 11th. They want to take down aircraft. The intelligence is clear on that. However, in the interim, they need to keep their finances flowing, and they need to keep their visibility high, and they need to keep their members engaged. So they are using small plots, and they are happy to have small plots. She added, creating terror is their goal, and so a van attack, a bladed weapon attack, that causes terror, continues to disrupt the world, but does not mean they're giving up on a major aviation plot. So apparently, Ms. Dougal said the U.S. and Britain would push social media firms to do more to remove extremist propaganda at a meeting of G7 interior ministers. Authorities say ISIS propaganda has played a major part in radicalizing people in the West, but despite its defeat in its de facto capital, Raqqa in Syria, Ms. Duke said the group's online presence was likely to increase. You know, we've been talking about, maybe not on the show, but in terms of in circles, how young Americans would get sucked into ISIS propaganda online. You know, you're online, you're watching, I don't know, a Selena Gomez video, you're listening to Ariana Grande, maybe watching some Daily Show clips or some John Oliver, whatever. How do you go from that to being recruited by ISIS? And, you know, they're very smart, these guys and girls. They know what to look for. You have a lot of people out there that are angry at the world. They want to make a difference and they feel like they can't. You know, maybe they don't like people. Maybe they just, are having a real, real bad year. Maybe high school really, really stunk. And, you know, ISIS doesn't come up to them and says, look, we need you to blow up a building. You know, it may be something more like, you know, some intelligence. You know, look, all we need is you to let us know, how many times the police circle this one block. Something like that. And some people want to feel like they are helping or they are part of a larger cause. And it may not originally look like an ISIS-type cause. You know, it may be a cause that seems to be more of, let's say, an environmental cause. Or a, police protection clause or something like that. And so you may have people innocently helping ISIS that don't even realize they do. And so, I don't underestimate them. I know we made some big advances, you know, over the last few days with our war on ISIS, but I'm not surprised. So stay on guard and, you know, pray and, let's hope that our intelligence can be on top of it. You know, I want us as humans having privacy. I don't want the government knowing what we're doing. But if they have to listen to phone calls to figure out who's plotting what and to stop it to save lives, as long as you're listening to the right people, you know, don't just pick grandma over there on Mulberry, you know, Drive. I'm fine with that. Figure this out, shut it down, and we've been pretty successful. We've thwarted some New York attacks, not we meaning me, but, you know, our government has, unless they're claiming they did and they didn't. Hey, guys, there was a plot to hurt Disneyland, and we stopped it, so, really? Who was going to what? We cannot release the details. Was it really going to happen, really? You know, so that could happen, too. All right, let's look at our top happiest cities. All right, this always depresses us because we find out we're not in the city, you know, not in a happy city. Boulder, Colorado tops the list of the 25 America's happiest cities. This is revealed in the new book, The Blue Zones of Happiness. And it's done by National Geographic explorer Dan Buettner. Along with National Geographic and Gallup, he developed an index to measure a population's happiness based on 15 metrics, including civic engagement, walkability, and healthful food options. Boulder tops the list with walkability, access to nature, and sense of community being contributing to factors of residents' happiness. So let's take a look at some of these other cities here. Oh, man. Santa Cruz, Watsonville, California is up on that list. That comes in number two. Charlottesville, Virginia. Fort Collins, Colorado, number four. San Luis Obispo, Paso Robles, Arroyo Grande, California. San Jose, Sunnyvale, Santa Clara, California, top six. Provo, Utah, it's number seven. Bridgeport, Stamford, Connecticut. Barnstable Town, Massachusetts. And number 10, Anchorage, Alaska. I've walked around Anchorage. It is nice. I mean, it gets cold in the winter. It's nice. I mean, not as, you know, you don't have, I don't want to say it's as aesthetic as, you know, some of these other, farmer's market and things like that, like you could get in L.A. But the trees and stuff around there, I mean, Anchorage, it's in Alaska. It's gorgeous. The city itself, not the sexiest city, though. I have to say that. But it is cool. I don't understand why Anchorage, Alaska doesn't have a huge fisherman's wharf. You know, it's a port city. You would think there would be more, I don't know. I just expected more of Seattle in Anchorage. Don't ask. Then number 11 was Naples, Florida. Then Santa Barbara, California. Number 12, Salinas, California. But California is really raking it in. North part, Sarasota, Florida. Urban Honolulu, Hawaii. Urban Honolulu. All right. That came in number 15 as America's top 25 happy cities. You would think Honolulu would be number one. Ann Arbor, Michigan. San Francisco, California. I'm not sure why they're happy. The 49ers stink. Sorry, I used to like the 49ers, but they really kind of stink this year and last year. And yeah, number 18, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Then Manchester, New Hampshire. And then Oxnard, Thousand Oaks, Ventura, California. I like Oxnard. I do. They come in number 20. And the last five, Washington, D.C., Minneapolis. Woo! Minneapolis, San Diego, Portland, Maine, and then Austin, Texas. All right. So, what do you need to do to be happy? Well, you got to have exercise, you got to have good food, you got to have good people. You have to not have, if you notice, these areas, you know, they're not the biggest. Well, no, some of them are kind of touristy. I don't know. I live in Las Vegas. We're very happy here. Vegas, I mean, oh my gosh, I mean, everything happens here. O.J. Simpson lives here now. I mean, everything happens here. It's just crazy. The Kardashians come to visit all the time. I mean, we now have the Golden Knights, who are awesome. What are they, 5-1 now, our hockey team? Have you guys watched our Golden Knights play hockey? We are damn good. This is our first year. We're doing good. We're going to be getting the Raiders, getting some NFL football. We opened the show talking about how stressful, you know, things are and how you just need to kind of stop, look around, and kind of, you know, laugh at the production of things. Yeah, and you know, stop, look around, and enjoy what you got. You know, you got some pretty trees. Look at the damn tree. Look at a leaf. Look at a flower. And I'm not saying sit there and start hugging trees, but, you know, the poop hits the fan, and I'm expecting the poop to hit the fan more than we've ever seen it. I just am not very optimistic about the future. I want to be. So enjoy what you got now, people. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So another study, or actually I should say this isn't just another study, but this is a study out of Pennsylvania State University College of Medicine that is confirming that textured breast implants are linked to BIALCL, which is an anaplastic large cell lymphoma. Now, this is a rare cancer, But researchers believe that the lifetime risk is one out of every 30,000 women with breast implants. And they think that the numbers are underreported and could be as common as one out of every 4,000 women with these textured breast implants. Now, this is not breast cancer. This is a lymphoma that is growing as a result of these breast implants. Lymphomas, as we've talked about before, make up the most common of the blood cancers. The cancer begins with the lymphocyte. These are cells that are pretty crucial to maintaining one's immune system. There's two main types of lymphoma. You got the Hodgkin's and you got the non-Hodgkin's. Non-Hodgkin's is more common, and this anaplastic large cell lymphoma is a subset of that. Now, and I wrote an article on this. You can go to my website or go to my Facebook and Twitter to look at it. So in this latest study or review, researchers reviewed 115 scientific articles from 1997 to January 2017. And they did not find a link between this type of cancer and smooth breast implants. Now, remember in March, the FDA said smooth could be a part of this as well, which we'll talk about. But in this particular review of these 115 scientific articles, they found more of a link between the cancer and the textured. And of the articles reviewed, 93 cases were cited, and the cancer appeared to be on average, in a, you know, the average age was about like 51. And it appeared 10 years after the textured implants were placed. Now, according to the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, right now there are currently 160 cases of this cancer in the United States and a total 391 worldwide. So that's why I'm like, I don't think it's not that common. But 160 cases of an aggressive anaplastic large cell lymphoma, still nothing that you or I would want. Now, last March, if you remember, the FDA reported that 9 people had died from this lymphoma that was possibly associated with breast implant use. So they were looking at this. The FDA had received 359 reports of this cancer. And 6 years ago, the World Health Organization suggested a link. In 2011, the FDA identified a possible association with the two. In 2016, the Australian Therapeutic Goods Administration reported 46 cases and 3 deaths. So this isn't the first time we heard this. Now, last spring, the FDA suggested that both smooth and textured implants increased your risk. So with this FDA report, 231 of the 359 cancer cases provided actually gave us information on the implant type. Just because the FDA gets a cancer case reported to them, it doesn't mean they get all the facts. And so of the 359 cases, 231 listed the type of implants. 203 were textured, so the majority, but 28 were smooth. Now, when it came to silicone versus saline, the FDA said that 186 reported implants were silicone, 126 saline. So it looks like a textured silicone would be the highest risk versus a smooth saline, all right? But neither implant at the time was considered to be immune. This latest study is really concentrated on the textured, all right? But so if you have a smooth implant, you're not 100% in the clear, but you're doing a little better than textured. So the cancer, though, again, not a breast cancer. It's a lymphoma, but it did occur in the breast. So the FDA had advised physicians in the spring to consider the possibility of this BIA-ALCL if there appears to be seroma fluid filled around the cavity of the implant, if there was a contracture, a pulling of the skin or tissue near the implant. And they say in most cases, the cancer is treatable. You remove the implant, you take out all the surrounding tissue, and it should be curative. Sometimes we have to do radiation. Sometimes we have to do chemotherapy. Now, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is what this is a subset of, they say about 50,000 cases happen annually in the United States. And we really don't know for sure how many cases of this BIA-ALCL occur. Even though they believe we have 160 current cases, there could be more. They say many countries do not also have good reporting systems. So we may not know what the worldwide, you know, incidents could be. They say, according to the American College of Plastic Surgeons, close to 300,000 women receive breast implants each year. Some for breast reconstruction, some for mastectomy, you know, after having breast cancer, etc. Now, nobody is recommending at this time breast implant removal. Right now, though, they are saying that if you do have implants, or even if you don't, and you have pain, you have swelling, you have new lumps, you have any asymmetry where one breast is starting to look different than the other, that could be a sign of cancer. So, like I said, this is on my website, Facebook and Twitter. You could check it out. You know, for those people that don't understand and who have never had cosmetic surgery, you know, people are looking at this going, why would anybody risk their lives? Even though, look, it's a small risk, very rare cancer. But why would anybody change what God gave them? Why would, you know, when it comes to your body changing, I am very encouraging of somebody who wants to get plastic surgery. Now, I don't think you need to do like what some of these people are doing where every month they're getting something done. But if you, let's say, had a body physique, you gave birth to a couple kids, and now your breasts basically hit the bottom of your shoe, you know, that is a disability. You can't exercise, you can't, you know, I had to have a lift, and I've been very open about my plastic surgery, and when I finally get lipo, I'm going to probably Facebook Live that. I cannot wait to get lipo, cannot wait. But, you know, I work out a lot, and having breasts that weren't perky or weren't where they were supposed to be interfered with those workouts. You also could have pain, neck issues, neck strain, etc. And so, you know, sometimes you get things done. I didn't get implants. I just got a lift. And a lift is great because they just take your normal tissue and they, you know, bring it up. And it's awesome. I didn't really have to have anything foreign in me, and my recovery time was great. But you want to move, you want to exercise, you want to fit into clothes, you want to, you know, not be so self-conscious. I have never had an issue suggesting plastic surgery to a patient if I thought it would medically help them. Now, there was this article talking about Jennifer Aniston and Jennifer Grey and Heidi Montag. They go, what is the one facial procedure that makes people more attractive and successful? And what did they all have? And I guess Jennifer Aniston had a nose job. We know that my cousin Jennifer Grey had a nose job. She's unrecognizable from what she looked like in Ferris Bueller and Dirty Dancing. Still beautiful as ever. But she had rhinoplasty. I guess rhinoplasties, the nose jobs, we do about 200,000 each year in the United States. And, you know, Jennifer Aniston's nose is excellent. She looks great. She looks young. And it's probably one of the most common cosmetic procedures. We don't recommend people getting that done all the time. Some people have to do it because of, you know, deviated septums, or they have some issues with their nose. So they're like, well, you might as well fix it up a little bit. And that's fine. That's good. But it's interesting because they looked at how successful people were. And researchers from Johns Hopkins University in the U.S. had 473 volunteers analyze images of 13 patients before and after having nose jobs. The volunteers were mainly women with college degrees. They were unaware of the patient's surgery statuses. And I guess they found that those with nose jobs appeared to be more attractive, successful, and healthy. Huh. Well, maybe I need to get one. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal
personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.